This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I tell people this, especially in Umrah and Hajj. And Dr. Haifa and Sheikh Abdullah, I know because we've all been there recently, this will resonate. You see someone who maybe is illiterate, who spent their life's earnings to get there. And yes, maybe they're seeing Maqam Ibrahim and they're, you know, losing themselves, like, oh wow, Maqam Ibrahim. And maybe they're trying to figure things out. And maybe they don't have the full step-by-step that you have on how to do Umrah properly and Hajj properly. And maybe there's a mistake here or there. And maybe their manners are not as refined as yours. You know, subhanAllah, I actually wrote about this, or I did a video about this one time. I remember seeing a lady terrified of the escalator in the Haram. She'd never been on an escalator before. That's how simple she was. She's never been on an escalator before. And she's terrified of it, taking a step on the escalator, and the guard is trying to explain to her the mechanics of an escalator. But some of these are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And they're wanting to honor these symbols of Allah, and they're wanting to do things right, and that genuine outpouring. It doesn't mean that ignorance is a good place for us to be in. But do you really put yourself on a level higher than them just because you had the full app technology and all the guide and everything given to you? There is a connection here between the way you feel when you see a masjid enter the masjid, how your heart has that outpouring, and how you connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.